Well, once again, I'm delighted to welcome back Phoenix FM's very own storyteller, Carl Merry. Now, I think in today's Essex Tale, you're going to be looking at the Vikings. Is that right, Carl?
Viking ghost.
Oh, indeed. A ghost, even better. Okay, oh, yes. Tell us all.
Well, old Charlie Stamp had lived in Canvey all his life. He'd worked on the boats, he'd fished, and he thought he'd seen it all. But he was lying in bed one night in his cottage near the sea wall, and he was looking out over the Thames. And as he looked at the water in the bright moonlight, he saw a man walking through the water towards the shore. "He was knee-deep when I first saw him. Kick it up the spray," old Charlie said. And as he watched, the man reached the mud and came closer. He seemed to be making straight for Charlie's cottage. Well, he was coming on at a good pace. He climbed over the sea wall. He crossed the plank over the dike. And the next thing Charlie knew, the man was in his bedroom. He was tall, handsome, with long golden hair. And he was wearing a sort of tunic with a leather jerkin. He had blue eyes, and on his head a helmet with wings on each side. And the metal helmet flashed in the moonlight. And the man looked down sorrowfully at Charlie, who was still laying in his bed. And he said, "I lost my ship. I want to get home beyond the sea. Can you help me?" Well, Charlie did the best he could. He told him to go to Grays or Tilbury. "There are plenty of boats there," he said. "Oh, they'll take you anywhere in the world." But the man continued to gaze down sorrowfully at Charlie, saying, "You don't understand. I've lost my ship and my home. I'm a lost man." And with that, he turned and went out the window, crossed over the sea wall, and strode across the mud. And Charlie said, "Yeah, he was used to walking across mud. You can tell. He walked across it like a fisherman or a seaman, long strides, not putting his heel or toes in too deep. Oh, he knew what he was doing." And Charlie watched as he crossed the mud and walked into the water. He watched all the while until, under the brightness of the moon, the Thames swallowed the man and he vanished.
Very eerie story. I tell you what surprises me in that is the man came from abroad. How come was he speaking English?
Well, that I don't know, but this is a well-recorded Canvey story from this Charlie Stamp.
Yes.
A few years ago, Essex Storytellers did a project called The Islands of Essex. We looked at Mersey Island and we looked at other islands. And one of the places we went was Canvey Island.
Hmm.
And we collected these stories. Indeed, that's where the earlier story a few weeks ago, The Smell of Violets, came from.
Right.
That project and this one as well. Why he speaks English? I don't know. Also, Vikings did not have wings coming out of their helmets.
But maybe it was painted on.
Maybe old Charlie Stamp had a little too much to drink that night.
Yes, maybe he'd been a guest of one of the pubs where where the smugglers had been. What have you got for us next week?
Well, not a lot of people know that Dick Turpin was associated with Essex.
There's a pub down on the A127.
Yeah, indeed. But he was not the only highwayman.
Right.
I shall be telling a story about a highwayman whose name was 16 String Jack.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, we've never heard of him. Right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.